How does it feel to describe yourself as an author?
Laughable, but then equally, so many different things in the last 4 years that I've done that I didn't think I would be doing. So it's really nice and it's positive and it gives me a buzz and it's therapy for me.
In what way is it therapy?
Well, I meet a lot of people who are really struggling with their amputations and disabilities, and the answer is the duvet. And I understand that. I've had some bleak times as well, but my answer is to keep busy and to do things that make me laugh and make me feel positive. So this is one of those.
What was the experience like of actually going back through what I guess were some of the most difficult times you've ever faced?
Yeah, it took me a long time because I would end up not being able to see what I was typing. I would just be blubbering away. And because it is you facing the most emotional stuff that probably I've chosen to forget. And it's quite good to look back occasionally and just see how far you've come.
You're relentlessly positive. That's my experience of you for the time I've known you, and particularly since you got ill and in your recovery, you've been so determined and generally had a smile on your face, or publicly had a smile on your face. And clearly that's not always what it's been like. Why do you think you always want to appear positive and not, as you say, I didn't want to be overdramatic or I didn't want to appear too emotional?
I think there are times that I will do it because if I'm showing myself to be emotional or weak or down, then it sends the family into panic mode and they all have to fuss over me, particularly my mum and dad. They take their emotion, their state of mind off me. So if I was happy and cheerful, they were happy and cheerful. And if I was down, they were down. So I've got that in the back of my mind. I don't want to upset other people. I don't want to distress them when I know it's temporary. And I know I'll be fine tomorrow, then I might not do that. But apart from that, I think it's the way I want to project. I want to think happy thoughts and show happy feelings in the hope that it rubs off on me. And a lot of the time it does. And sometimes it doesn't work. And there's been times recently when I had my lung removed and when I had sores in my legs that I get very, very frustrated by that. But also I think because of my job with finding your feet and with the amputees, it's quite good for me to have down days to remember how other people feel that are not always like me and chirpy and cheerful. Mm. It's quite good to remember and give them respect for the fact that they're allowed bad days too.
Yeah. Now, the front of the book says you fought back to life for the sake of your son. That's one of the things that you said to me quite early on, was that you felt you couldn't die because it would be sort of disrespectful to your family and you couldn't leave Rory. Does it still feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, probably every day's motivation, every day's fight is about showing Rory a normal, busy family life, a busy mum. And I don't want him to see the can't-do mum. I don't want him to see disabled mum. I accept that it's a part of my life. It's part of his life. But, you know, he'll know that I'll push myself and I'll try. I'll try hard. So that's the way I would want him to grow up. So a wee bit corny for the sake of my son, but absolutely it is really everything I do really is to try and encourage Rory and teach him what's right and wrong.